All right, I'm here. I am recording an episode all about what I call attracting profit. And profit to me, I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face, time flexibility, energy freedom, emotional freedom, and of course, revenue, profit, whatever that is in any capacity. When we have the three kind of pillars of profit, time, energy, and money, this is where we feel alive and aligned. Traditionally, we've only been taught, or the masculine is profit equals revenue. And you can have $1 million in your bank account, but if you do not feel, especially as a woman, that you have the time flexibility to be present with your family and the people that matter to you and the impact you want to make, while also having the energy. And it's not just the physical energy, it's mental energy, emotional energy, spiritual energy. So when we align all three, this is where we feel aligned. And we do need all three, because if you don't have money, you cannot pour those resources into your mind, your body, your soul, and the people that you love, and your health as well. And if you don't have time, none of this other shit matters either. So when all three trifecta come together. And I wanted to have a real and honest conversation with you about work-life alignment. I talk a lot about this, but specifically running, managing a seven-figure company. I think a lot of people, especially in the online space, wildly underestimate what it takes. And I wanted to talk about behind the scenes of like the actual skills that I had to learn, develop, and master, like practice and master in order to create a seven-figure company, multi-seven-figure company that feels aligned. Okay. So I did not say feels aligned 7 days a week, 365 days a year, but the goal is alignment. But before I do that, actually, no, let's dive into this. So the things I had to learn is, number one, I had to define my vision. I had to define a vision for the life I wanted, not the life that everyone else wanted me to live. And I think, number one, that's incredibly difficult for women in general. A lot of times when I'm asking them, what do you want? Number one barrier comes up. That's okay. You just have to be willing to work through that block and that barrier, that if you are going to live for everyone else, like literally live vicariously through somebody else, meaning like I can't make a decision unless this person allows me to make a decision, you are not living your life. You are living your life for someone else. I am a very impact-driven person. Like I live and breathe my family. Like I do what I do to support my family. I love to give back and I love to make an impact. But I also have deep desires, and I know which desires are mine versus which desires other people want me to be living. So I had to learn how to define my vision and not the vision that everyone else wanted for me. The second thing I had to learn and master was boundaries. And I think we hear a lot about boundaries. Not only are they incredibly emotionally uncomfortable to implement, this isn't about the power of saying no. There's multi-level of boundaries. And the other level of boundaries is emotional boundaries. So knowing when is appropriate to ruminate and analyze an emotion versus when it's really important to say, you know what? I am done with my pity party. I'm done being a victim. I'm done saying I can't figure this out. I just have to start taking action. There's also other boundaries that we need to have. When you are a very passionate person, you need to have boundaries with yourself around work hours. You need to have boundaries with, you know, if you are a people pleaser, you're going to have those types of boundaries. You need to have boundaries with your time. You need to have boundaries over giving. You need to have boundaries with under giving. Like there's so many different types of boundaries that you need to learn in order to feel aligned and grow a company that's in alignment with how you want to feel. And I'm kind of running through these and then I'm going to go on a tangent. The third thing, number one, number two, the third thing that I needed to learn and master, which is something that I teach all my clients, it's the core of everything I teach, regardless if you are a business owner or not, is energetic time management. And this is really learning how to manage your energy, not your time. Like, this is the foundation. I tell people all the time, if you don't learn anything from me, learning my energetic time management process will be a game changer in your relationships, your parenting, your health, your career, your sense of fulfillment, like how you literally live your life. It will change everything. It's a chapter in my book, Dying to Be a Good Mother. I think it's chapter 13. I teach a course on it. It's the foundation of mastery and mastery business, everything that I do. I had to learn how to live my life, like actually how to put life on your calendar first. So not just doing, checking your life by your to-do list, because that's typically what humans do, especially women, but all humans in general, is we are waking up from sunrise to sunset to do, what do I need to get done today? And we're doing, and we don't know how to be. We don't even know what our desires are. We don't know a task that is a desire. We don't know how to put it on our calendar. We don't know how to create space for it. And then what happens is we start living a life for everybody else, and we start living for our to-do list, and then we feel dead inside. And then we wonder why we're angry and resentful and unfulfilled. So energetic time management is a must. Embracing flexibility in the messy middle. So I talk a lot about the messy middle. And the messy middle is this like brave zone where you are not yet where you want to be, but you've taken that action and it's like you've jumped into the deep end and you're trying to figure out if you can swim or not. Being flexible as like you can have a plan, you can start executing on the plan, but that flexibility of being able to go with the flow when things are not going as planned is an art form. And if you don't learn to master this, you're not going to get to seven figures. And if you do get to seven figures, you are going to be burnt out to shit when you get there. And that's often why people give up really early, because the mental control that they want to control over the way something needs to be is not being flexible. And if you are not flexible, your plan is not going to change. Investing in learning and mentorship. So one of the things that I noticed about myself was very early on in my business journey, even when I didn't identify as a business owner, I was always investing in mentorship. So specifically, I remember a time, like my first investment in a coach, I was in school for social work. I think I actually had a job as a social worker. I was curious about starting a business, and I hired my first mentor. And I remember having this mental conversation with myself. And I was like, well, it's either I go back and get educated for more skill, or I learn how to market and sell the skills that I have. And then once I start making more money, I can still reinvest in my skill. So that was a conscious decision that I make. It's the best one I've ever made. And I also noticed that that is not the common way that people make decisions. They start investing more and more in their skills, but they don't realize they don't know how to market or sell their skills. And if you don't know how to market or sell your skills, guess what's going to happen? You stay stuck in employee mindset and you don't go into that business ownership mindset. Now, beyond business, another thing that I want to talk about investing in mentorship is the other aspects of your life that will affect your business. So becoming a seven-figure company owner, founder, whatever, multi-seven, blah, 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 you will realize that investing in those other areas of your life is equally as important as investing in the bottom line of your business, meaning whether it's marketing or sales. Like, I think sometimes it's really easy for people to invest in marketing or invest in sales or invest in team or something that's going to make them more money, but they don't realize that actually what is holding them back from making more money is their mindset. It's their mental health. It's their mental wellness. It's their marriage breakdown. It's how they feel like they're failing as a parent. It's their physical health, right? So if your health on any level is struggling, mental health, emotional, physical, spiritual, relationships, like intimate relationships, financially, confidence, worthiness, all of these things. If these are crumbling personally, it is going to 100% affect your professional life. And this is where I also tell people, life is going to happen. Like, you're going to have moments in life where there's family emergencies or like a relationship breakdown or your children are struggling. And one, you need to invest in that 100%. But two, if you cannot afford to invest, this is why I tell you that you need to actually have more profit in your life. You need to learn these skills way ahead of the game before you need to get these skills. Like, before you need the money, you need to make the money. Before you need the time, you need to learn how to manage that time. But nobody will do this. Nobody will do this until they've had a crisis in their life. And the only reason why I can tell you this at a very like age 38 is because I burnt out at age 27 when I was diagnosed from a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. And I realized incredibly quickly where my life, I was living in survival mode. And then I started, you know, investing and doing the work even before I had the money to invest, doing the work, getting the ROI of the investment that I had, getting to the next level of my life and learning the skills that were required of me in order to grow. And so I just see so many people staying stuck because they're terrified of investing. And investment is not just financial, it is time and energy as well. A quick word about today's sponsor, AG1. It's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and quality, for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop because it's tested for over 950 contaminants and banned substances, while most of industry standards typically only test for 10. Isn't that crazy? And bonus, my kids love it, especially my teens. Trust AG1 for consistent daily support. Take control of your well-being with AG1. Experience it now and enjoy a complimentary 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 along with 5 free travel packs with your initial purchase at drinkag1.com/EU. That's drinkag1.com/EU. The other thing that I had to do to master 7-figure ownership in alignment with how I wanted to feel was learning to ask for help. So I see this all the time. I tell people, like, I can build you a community, but if you do not know how to network with people or have relationships with people, like, your relationship shit is going to come up hardcore as you grow. You need to be able to ask colleagues for help. You need to physically be able to say, I'm struggling. I need a bookkeeper, or this team member is not working out. I don't know if it's a me issue or if it's a team issue. Can you help me? Can we jump on a phone to have a conversation? Do you have a referral for me? You need to be able to ask people for help. So many people sit in shame in the darkness and go in a shame spiral. And that's actually why they fail, because they haven't been able to ask for help. This is also something that I notice a lot of women struggle with, even the ones that pay me to work with me, is they're like, I have a hard time asking for help. And I'm like, well, do you realize now it's not the strategy that you actually needed? It's the skill of learning how to ask for help. And these are kind of the quote unquote soft skills or the magic that's really going to transform your life. The last two things I wanted to say are interesting, that and weren't expected. So one of these things that wasn't expected was deep self-trust. And deep self-trust came in many, many different forms over the years. But what I notice is the more kind of reps you have under your belt of like what works and what doesn't work, you are going to hear from experts and other people that tell you they can run your company better than you can, or they know better than you. When in reality, you have to have deep, deep, deep self-trust to say, this is what works for me. And I know that this is what's going to work. Or this is what works for this person, and I know that that's what's going to work. And now I only work with people, whether I'm hiring a mentor or I'm hiring a team or people on my team, I only work with people who come to the table and want to co-create with me, not people who show up and use their ego and pretend they can solve all my problems. Because the truth is, nobody can solve all your problems. You have to realize that you are 50% of the equation. How you think matters, your thoughts matter. You are the owner of your company. You really need to show up and start acting like one. The last thing I want to say is team and relationship skills. This, as a woman who would identify as somebody who is independent and is typically the strong one, the one that everybody goes to for help, I am so used to doing things by myself that being dependent on other or depending on other people is vulnerable. And what this triggers inside of you is your relationship stuff of trusting people. Over and over and over again, I have been triggered, like the shit has been triggered inside of me of abandonment. Because when you are dependent on other people, whether it was your parents as a child, and now your team, when people don't perform the way you want them to, your brain will go to, see, look, I can never trust anybody. I have to do everything by myself. So your business as a seven-figure owner will teach you to, like, it will force you to heal yourself. It's just like parenting. If you play this game, the more you heal, the more you evolve. And so I'm always like, healing is helpful. Healing is how you are going to make the biggest impact in the world. Not only on a global scale, if you do want to grow and scale your business, but literally at home. When you heal, when you decide to do the inner work yourself and become a different version of you, step into that next level vision, make more money, learn time flexibility, energy freedom, all the things, you will become a different version of you. You will heal deep, deep, deep wounds. And when you do that, you are also making the biggest impact at home because you're literally changing generational patterns in your parenting. And that will impact how your children feel and how they parent their children and generations to come. And so the shit is not for the faint of heart, and it is not for everyone. It is for people who are committed to feeling alive and energized. I didn't say building a seven-figure business. I said building a seven-figure business in alignment with how you want to feel. And so I just kind of went over a list of everything that I had to learn and master, and probably more that I had to learn and master that I didn't even talk about. Like, let's talk about marriage. Let's talk about all those other things. But I refuse to abandon my family and myself to build a company. And so the balance between that, it's not a quote unquote balancing act, but it is having a vision and a compass that my actual internal belief, and this just goes back to when I was diagnosed with cancer, and when I was done, I checked the box and I said, I will never suffer like that again. I will never allow my body and my mind and my soul to get there again. And I am determined, like my actual belief and the story that I tell myself on the daily is, how good can I feel? Because I know the better I feel, the better I am for other people, the more I can energetically show up for my clients, the more I can show up for my team, the more I can show up for my family. And so my vision is actually in service to others. There was this quote that I heard, and I'm going to read it to you. It's not really a quote, it's like a statement. A reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you are going to be different from everyone else. And that's what makes you exceptional. Let me read that again. A reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you are going to be different from everyone else. And that's what makes you exceptional. You cannot fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you are, when you fit in, you have internal conflict because you are not being 100% you. When you are exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say you've changed, remember it's because you don't know, they don't know how to say you've grown. And the other layer I want to talk about on top of this, a lot of women will say they have imposter syndrome or confidence or low self-worth or whatever is socially acceptable to say. They feel like an imposter or they don't feel enough. When in reality, this is worthiness. And this comes from generations of oppression. And so, yes, I do believe that the male and female identity when it comes to business ownership is very, very, very different. And when I say business ownership, it doesn't matter what type of business you have, but the female identity is very different than the male identity. Not saying one is better or worse, they're just very different. So there's different layers of stories that we carry. And so part of being exceptional is being different. And when you are going out there and decide to be different than other people, that not only is going to trigger incredible unconscious fears, but that is going to trigger a lot of generational stories of what it means to be a woman. And in my life, if I think about not doing this work or not building my company, because every day I have a moment where I'm like, I want to give up. Not because I'm burnt out, but because it's emotionally uncomfortable. It's just, I have to lean into fear. I have to do the thing I don't want to do. Not because I have to grind. It's just, I'm growing. I don't quote unquote want to. I tell myself the story of, I just want to give up. I just want life to be easy. So I go to this place in my mind and I'm like, cool. If you were to win the lottery today and you never had to work a day in your life, what would you do? And the thought of not doing this work makes me feel like I would be incredibly bored and I would start to feel dead inside. This is my mission. This is my life's work, and it's not about revenue. And so that is really about doing work that lights your soul on fire. It's not about the money. And so I often think about the version of me that I need to become, regardless of how much money a company makes or like utilizing that profit strategy. It's not about money. It's about becoming who you most desire to be. So a quick reflection on, I mean, I could talk and talk and talk for forever, and I do on every other podcast episode, but kind of going through the list behind the scenes of who I needed to become as an individual and what was required of me beyond strategy was really defining the life I wanted to live, not the life everyone else wanted me to live. I had to redefine how I wanted to feel. I had to learn boundaries on so many different levels and exercise boundaries. I had to learn how to manage my energy, not my time. I had to embrace flexibility and that messy middle when the uncertainty is there. I had to invest a lot of time, money, and energy in learning, in my health, in myself, in my relationships, in mentorship, in business, and many different aspects of skills that I didn't know. And I started investing financially before I even had money. I would put it on a credit card and I would take action. I had to ask for help from friends, from colleagues, from strangers that I would meet on the internet, asking constantly for help. I had to learn how to deeply trust myself. Learning deep self-trust was also a skill that I had to develop. That's a skill. All of these things are skills. I had to learn them over time with repetition. And heal some of my relationship wounds. Learn how to be a founder, how to be a business owner, how to be of service to my team, who to hire, when to hire, how to be a leader for people, when to fire, when to hire, how to invest in your team, and also sometimes, again, investing in others to help you find the right team. I don't necessarily need to be the one to do that either. So, be careful what you wish for, because it's not about the goal. It's about who you need to become in order to attract that goal. So when people say to me, I want to make $1 million, I'm like, well, first of all, you making $1 million is very different than running a $1 million company. And if you truly, truly, truly desire something, remember, it's the feeling that you're after. It's not the thing. It's what you think you're going to get once you have the money, at which you could start living now. And as you become, this is where we attract. So I would love to know your biggest takeaway from today's episode. And if you are a seven-figure owner or you are close to seven figures, you are welcome to email us at hello, H-E-L-L-O, at heatherchauvin.com. And we can send you the application to our seven-figure inner circle mastermind. We do a quick little interview to make sure it's aligned and that I can be of service and that you are a right fit for the community. So if that's something you're interested in, head on over to your email and type in hello, H-E-L-L-O, at heatherchauvin, C-H-A-U-V-I-N.com. And just put like seven-figure mastermind in the title and we'll send you the application. But other than that, you can also head on over to Instagram at Heather Chauvin, send me a DM and let me know your biggest takeaway. Where are you at? What is your struggle? And what skills do you need to learn in order to attract the life you desire?